Lenk. It was dark already at the airfield. Lenk Skettlish's bone-conducting mini-pods were playing the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter. Inside his skull, the Beatles had broken up, the 60s were over, violent revolution was in the air, and now anything could happen. He felt alive, he thought, truly, for the first time in his life. The night drive out, the music beating in his head, the future was just moments away. This was what he'd planned for. This was the midnight beginning. This was the smooth running out of the old world and the birth of the new. Except when he got to the hangar, Zimri Nomic was there with his nervy smile, and Ellen Bywater was stabbing at her phone and saying, "There's no reception. I haven't had reception since we left the convention." She was panicking already. He'd known it. She'd never thought this was really going to happen. She wasn't going to last a month after the end of civilization. The nearest plane to the conference was one of Zimri's private jets. The pilot knew the same story as the ground crew, the same story that would eventually go to the press. The three tech CEOs were in closed session for negotiations. High-level synergies between technological infrastructures leading to carbon-saving measures. This plane wouldn't take them directly to the destination, but to a nearby staging post where Lenk and Ellen would be met by their own aircraft and taken on. "Get out quickly, and you've got all the time you need to make sure you're not followed." Zimri's plane, of course, would turn off its transponder as soon as they were out of radar range. No sense letting anyone follow you to your actual bunker. One of Zimri's own survival locations had recently been blown by some fucking internet name-the-day journalist. That was always the risk. The plane door opened and the stairs lowered themselves to the ground with a reassuring hiss. They'd never even meet the pilot. "There's Wi-Fi on the plane," said Zimri as they climbed the steps. Lenk could see Zimri already calculating and recalculating odds. Did it give him any advantage that it was his plane? Was it somehow a disadvantage? There'd be no more of this in the new world. No more neuroses of abundance. There would be a simpler, purer life. Lenk's bone conductors flipped over to goat's head soup, and the guitar rolled him on into the future. It would be soon now, and while a large part of his mind knew this could still be, on the scale of things, a minor apocalypse, at least for them, a year or five of inconvenience and business opportunities, Lenk found himself at peace. The plane took off, as smooth as a long drink of cool water. In one way of looking at it, it wasn't them leaving at all. Earth peeled away from the plane, the life they'd known rolling itself up and putting itself away. They weren't leaving the world. The world was leaving them.